Good morning, beautiful. Hey, what's happening? So, I remember when I first moved into my flat in the city. It was like 2016, 2015, somewhere there. I had a single wooden bed base and a mattress and a bookshelf. You can tell my priorities. Sleep and reading. That's it. That's all I had. And it felt like I had the world. And I remember my aunt and my uncle, my husband came to visit, and they had to sit on crates, which they got from their car. Like, the flat was empty, a two-bedroom flat. It was empty. And fast forward to 2021, I was moving out, and it took me 3 truckloads to empty that flat. And I was like, I was moving out and I was like, where has all this stuff come from? And even when you looked at the house when it was just, normal, it still looked so spacious. Like there were so many empty spaces. So I can't tell you where all of that stuff came from that filled 3 truckloads. Now, I think that our default factory setting is get more. It's more, buy more, get more, just more. We're always trying to fill things up. When we want to fix a problem or fill a void, we buy more. We are always trying to add things to our lives. The latest phones, more apps on your phones, more perfumes, more hair, more outfits. Because Lord forbid you wear the same dress to another function. More interior decor, just more, 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 more. Ish, guys. So I'm raising my hand. May I say something? I want to say something. My hand is up. Maybe, just maybe, less is more. Maybe for December, instead of thinking about what should I add to my life, how about you think about what should you subtract? The 80-20 rule has been proven over and over again. For example, your wardrobe. Yes, I'm going there. You wear 20% of your clothes 80% of the time. You have clothes collecting dust because one day it might fit again. When you finally go on the diet, those jeans will fit again. That you last wore 5 years ago. You have clothes that still have price tags on them. And yet, when an event comes up, the first thing that you do is go and buy a new outfit instead of going and digging in your wardrobe. Your clothes are stuffed in your wardrobe. They're in the guest bedroom. They're in suitcases. Like your partner barely has space. Surely, surely, babe. It's time to let go of some things. Okay. If you're a business owner, 20% of your products are making 80% of your revenue. What if you let go of the 80% of that dead weight products and you went all in on the 20% that is actually bringing in revenue? You develop it, you move it from great to excellent. What would that do for your business? To be doing less, but making more. And I know like as entrepreneurs, it's easy for us to get trapped, right? To keep adding stuff because we're those people that always have ideas. We have ideas popping in our mind all the time. Like our creativity juices are always flowing. So we add more and more and more to our businesses until it becomes this mishmash of too much. Now you're exhausted because you don't have the capacity to maintain it all, and then you start resenting your business. Maybe, maybe. It's time to do an audit. Crunch some numbers. Decide what products or services need to be retired. On a spiritual level, you have to make space to receive more. God gives you what you can handle. You may be feeling stuck right now. I know there's like a lot of people that are just, you're feeling stuck. And it's like, you're not moving. You know, there's no advancement in your career. There's no advancement in your finances, romantic relationships. Like, you're just stuck. And you're like, why? But God's looking at you and sees your hands are so full. You have so much going on. You have taken on so much. If one more thing is added to that pile, just at the top, everything is going to crumble. You will break. You will fall apart. So instead, God is waiting for you to make space, make room, release some things. And I know sometimes, you know, we have this death grip on something. Like a few days ago, we were talking about, like, for me, it's like the career, right? The job. You're like, oh, you've got this death grip on it. And you're like, hey, but this is the thing. This is for me. It's really good. I can't let it go. But God is saying, trust me, let it go. Let go of that thing. And I will give you something that's even better. It'll be breathtaking. You know? Yeah, holding on to this relationship because, oh my God, I have to be seen to be in a relationship. But this person is, you know, he's just taking the mic. It's just nonsense after nonsense. But you're holding on because I have to hold on to this status of being in a relationship. And God is like, let go. I can give you something better that will blow your mind. Remember that trust piece that I keep talking about? So today is all about subtraction. There's a lot. I'm sorry, guys. Okay, number one, can you start clearing out your house? Like, this is your physical space, your home, your office even. I know, like, your desks, guys, if you check in those drawers, there's a lot going on in there that shouldn't be, so clean that up. So go through your wardrobes and even get the kids involved. Get them to clear out their clothes. Get them to subtract the toys. Take out the toys they don't play with anymore. And guys, we all know that give a kid a box and a remote and they're happy. But you keep buying toys. Stop it. Stop it, man. Anyway, I digress. So, you know, let the kids also be part of this process. And you may have, you know, in your kitchen, you have two or three machines of the same thing. Give it away. You know, throw away what's trash, yes. But for the most part, give it away. Give it to charities. Give it to orphanages. Like, you know, get your kids involved in that. Make it an educational opportunity where they will go and give other children toys, you know, and teach them how to be empathetic and how to be kind, you know. And that wardrobe, sis, I need you to be very honest with yourself, like extremely honest with yourself. You will not wear that jeans again. You will not wear those things again. Let it go. Do a digital audit. This is number two. Do a digital audit. Friend, I know you take 15 pics to get the right shot. So you've gone to a restaurant, you are taking 15 pics, but you're only going to use one. You go now to another place, you take 15 of them, and you're only going to use one. So by the end of the year, now you have thousands of pictures that you won't ever need. Delete them. Delete those pictures. Download them on your drive, computer, put them on a flash, whatever. Delete apps that you don't use. Delete documents that are not relevant anymore. Like, sis, your desktop, Your desktop has got so many documents. Oh, like the whole screen is just filled. I see you. I see your screen. It's filled with files, and you believe it's an organized mess. Nah, babe. Let's categorize them, make files, delete what's not necessary, and start fresh in 2023. Number three. So I know how much you love a to-do list. Like, you write it down at the beginning of the day and you're ticking as you're going along. Hey, I'm achieving, yeah? This time I want you to write a not to-do list. What is that? These are the things you are subtracting from your life in 2023. Let me give you an example. I will not be on my phone when I get home from work, because I want to be present for my children. I will not be on social media from 9 p.m. to 9 a.m. every day. I will not check emails on the weekend. I will not bring work into my bedroom and fall asleep with books on my bed. What is your not to-do list? Number four. I want you to write, what are you not available for in 2023? Here are some examples. I am not available for gossip. I am not available for people pleasing. I am not available for black tax. I am not available for binge drinking. I am not available for procrastination. I am not available for Netflix and chill. I am not available for situationships. I'm sorry, have I stepped on your toes? I'm sorry, but not sorry. Sis, go there. What are you not available for? Number five, this is the final one. So, number five is a journal prompt as well. So, the question is, what are you going to say no to so as you can say yes to what you really desire? Okay. So, maybe you desire financial freedom. And you want to work on building your emergency fund in 2023, right? So you may have to say no to drinks with the girls every weekend so as you can say yes to a fat bank account. Like instead of going out four times in a month, maybe you go out once. Or instead of going to the restaurants all the time, maybe you chill at home. You just go to your local store, your supermarket, whatever, and you get whatever you need, and you chill at one of your friends' house, do a rotation. Subtraction, babe. Subtraction. What are you going to say no to so as you can say yes to what you really desire? Now, in the chat, I'd love for you to share one or two of your not to do list. So I know like today it's a lot, I know. But again, remember what I said, it's not like something that you have to be done with 100% today. This is a start. So schedule the cleanup. Like maybe you're going to do it on the weekend, or maybe you do it every afternoon, you start a little, whatever. Just get started. So don't get overwhelmed. I don't want you to get overwhelmed. Just put a system in place to get started. All right, sweetheart. Enjoy your day. I love you. Chulu.